To Have You, a Spidey Pool Fic, written by Devril, read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary: Spidey Pool Bingo Prompt, Sex Doll. Bad Things Happen Prompt, Self-Harm. Wade takes a step back, examining the figure lying on his bed. The Spider-Man mask is a little loose, but he managed to sew the suit so it fits well, with nice gaps in just the right spots. A dildo rises out of the front, standing straight and realistic-looking. But that isn't the part he's interested in right now. He gently flips the figure dressed as Spider-Man, making sure to angle the dildo so it lies mostly flat. The ass is round and firm-looking, a gap cut into the suit in just the right spot. Wade can see pink peeping through, slick and enticing. He dips two fingers in, testing that it's wet enough. "You're so wet and ready for me, Spidey," he whispers. He climbs up on the bed, straddling the figure. He's got his suit on, except for his mask and gloves, but he's got the front unzipped. His cock is already hard, and the head is inching red and slick out of his uncut foreskin. Leaning forward on one hand, he gently rubs the head between the figure's ass cheeks, spreading the slick on his cock head. Pressing in quickly, he groans. "Fuck!" He stretches the word out in a long moan. "That's it. So fucking good." Grinding down hard, he rests for a second, head hanging down. And then he can't hold himself back anymore, anchoring his other hand just over the swell of the figure's ass. Wade lets himself go. He thrusts hard and fast, taking what he wants. The slick sounds of his thrusting fills the room, overlaid by his harsh breathing and occasional sharp grunts. The sight and feeling of Spidey laid out underneath of him is quickly too much, and after barely any time at all, his thrusts become erratic, before he jerks hard, freezing with his lips twisted in a snarl. One more sharp thrust, and he falls forward to catch himself on both hands. "Oh, fuck yeah. That's good." He takes a second to catch his breath, and then leans back up, gently pulling himself and letting himself fall on his side next to the figure. Glancing over at it, he crashes sharply out of his orgasm high. Now that his dick isn't doing the thinking, it's much more obvious that the Spidey suit hangs oddly on the sex doll, and the proportions are all wrong. And that's when the boxes have to stick their metaphorical noses back in, of course. Wade supposes that at least they left him alone for sexy fun times. "Yeah, I don't even know how you managed to fool yourself either, even for that short of a time. Wow, we're so hard up we have to turn to dolls now? And dressing it up like Spider-Man? That's a new low, even for you." Wade twists over onto his back, dropping an arm over his eyes to block the sight of the dressed-up sex doll. "Can we not right now, you guys? Can't I at least get a little time to enjoy the afterglow?" "What afterglow? You forgot it wasn't a real person for a second there, didn't you?" "Spider-Man could never want you. Not outside of fantasy and hallucination, anyway."
"If he ever got a look at you, he'd probably puke."
"What would he think if he knew you were fucking a doll that looks like him?"
"He'd probably hate it." "Ew, that's kind of like non-con, isn't it?"
Of course Spidey would hate it. No matter how hard Wade tried to do better, Spidey still can barely stand the sight of him. This is the most Wade can ever hope for from the other man. Indifference on the streets, followed by Wade going home to masturbate to the thought of him. It's not rape! That thought is horrifying. He's not here. I'm not really touching him or even talking to him.
"We could do it."
"He's started to turn his back to us. He doesn't think we're a threat anymore."
"Knock him out and drag him home. Tie him up and this doesn't have to stay a fantasy."
"Wouldn't that be so much better? How long has it been since we've dipped our dick in someone real?"
"Stop!"
Wade has both hands wrapped around his head now, trying to block out the words of the boxes. He gasps out a harsh sob when he notices that his traitorous cock has started to show interest at the thoughts and fantasies the two boxes are throwing at him.
"I would never do that to Spidey."
"But you want to."
"No. That ass all wet and glistening with our cum, eating him out while he sobs and cries and tells us to stop."
"Please," Wade whimpers, his cock now so hard it's starting to hurt.
"You know you want it. Come on. You know where he usually is at this time of night. Let's go get him. I won't. I don't want to do that to him.
I could make you. At those sly words from White, Wade throws himself off the side of the bed, scrambling for a gun.
No!
His shaking hand brings the gun up and presses it hard to his temple. He doesn't hesitate, not after years of doing this. The only sure way to quiet the boxes, with their chorus of cruel laughter echoing in his ears. He pulls the trigger.
Bang!
The voice is cut off abruptly as the world goes dark. Spidey will stay safe from him today, at least.